other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live and back from 9 to midnight. We're talking to Jim Hoffman, software engineer, research scientist, writes for Science News, Scientific American, Scientific Digest, the Journal of Nature, and we're honored to have him on with us, and he focuses in on a lot of areas that I think are the most important concerning the 9/11 government terrorist attacks, the Al-Qaeda attacks, and we're going to get into some of the other areas, smoking guns of 9/11, and I promise we're going to start going to your calls, Paul and Manuel and Ed and others, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I want to go back through and play some of these clips concerning the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers. Before we go to some calls, what are some other issues you want to talk about, Jim?
I think it's important to point out just how many issues there are that are smoking guns of 9/11. I think part of the way that the psychological operation of 9/11 works is that it's so overwhelming. There's so many things that are so obvious when you actually look at them that they're counting on people to be intimidated by the very magnitude of the crime, not to really want to take it apart. Let's look at one thing, for instance. The quote smoking gun video that was aired in November of 2001, in which Bin Laden is supposedly taking credit for the crime. Well, if you actually look at the video, you can see that the actor, who's supposedly Bin Laden, doesn't even have the same facial structure as Bin Laden. I mean, that's how obvious the scam is.
Then they did voice print test and found out it wasn't Bin Laden. Those voice prints are 100%.
Yeah. So it's just, even without going to anything more advanced like voice test, you can just look at the photograph.
But Canadians and French did the test. I mean, you could take my voice, create a voice key with it, then later test and see if somebody's really me. And it wasn't, and it failed the voice test, and then experts looked at it, linguists. It wasn't even the same dialect.
But then you can look at the hijacking scenario by which these, supposedly hijackers took over the planes and
people that couldn't get a Cessna off the ground.
Yeah. So they were terrible pilots. The alleged hijacker of the pilot for Flight 77 that supposedly crashed in the Pentagon wasn't even trusted to fly a Cessna. It was considered a terrible pilot. The his flight instructors were just laughing that he could even they said he couldn't fly at all. This is in the New York Times, and then you have the scenario where they're flying. If you look at the flight paths of the planes, two of the planes, flights 93 and 77, go way out as far as Ohio before turning around and turning back to their targets. Now, why would hijackers, if they were intent on attacking these targets, wait for an hour before they even turn the planes around back to their targets, exposing themselves to certain intercept had standard operating procedures been in effect?
Another thing. They claim in the Popular Mechanics article that there had been one interception in history.
The 10 years before 9/11.
Yeah. In reality, all the time I would hear about before 9/11 of some Cessna that went over a base or something and they scrambled F-16s and forced it down.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that one of the very, quote, experts that they cite in their article is on record saying that there were 67... scrambles in the 9 months preceding June 1st, preceding June 2001, and so if even half of those led to intercepts, scramble is when you get the jets into the air, and intercept is when they.
Well,
catch
I've up. Talked to pilots who got off course in storms and stuff, and they had F-16s fly up and threaten them.
So it's a common thing, and it's just an indication of how incredibly loose this article is with the facts that they make this sweeping claim that there was only one intercept in the 10 years before 9/11. I mean,
in fact, we have a lot of pilots that are listening. Pilots, if you want to call in, not just the news articles we have, but if you want to call in, if you can get in and talk about people you know, or if you're air traffic controllers we've had on, or anybody who can document, just for the listeners, eyewitness stuff of being intercepted or watching intercepts, and call in 1-800-259-9231. I want to go over all these points, Jim, in detail, but first we'll come back and take some calls, so stay with us, okay? We'll be right back, folks. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And when we get back, we'll tell you how to check out Jim's website.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Jim Hoffman, and he is a scientific researcher or research scientist, and he's been on the 9/11 case for a few years, done a lot of really interesting work. And, Jim, you ready to take some calls before we get back into other areas of 9/11 that are totally obvious?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Paul in Mass. Go ahead. You're on the air, Paul.
Hi. I was just a question that came to me when I very first saw the collapse was, how could planes bring that down? It was, to me, right off the bat, I said controlled demolition. And then the four planes being simultaneously hijacked all at once, I mean, to me, common sense would dictate that somebody was behind it, and I thought.
And an hour and a half, and no intercepts, and then finally they launch a few planes and order them to fly at 600 miles an hour. When they
not even 600 miles an hour. If you do the math, it's more like 300 miles an hour. It's like F-16s and F-15s are flying barely above stall speed.
I was about to say they can hardly stay in the air at that speed.
Yeah. So that was the point I wanted to make. I don't know how people could just buy the illusion of the lie.
At ground zero and you see how far away 7 is and all these buildings, I mean, that were just right up against the towers fell on,
right,
and they've just got some light damage. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I saw that live, actually. I was sitting with my mother, and I said, how did that building come down? I said, they blew it up. Look. So they didn't blow it up. I said, sure they did. I said, it's nowhere near the towers.
Jim, let me bring this up to you. I've been in New York. The day of the event, I'm driving in my car, you know, at 5 o'clock or whatever, when 7 came down, and I heard them go, is that a demolition? Well, there was some talk of demolishing it. I heard that on national radio, ABC radio. Listen, but since I've been in New York, people keep telling me that they heard it on NPR that day and that it was openly discussed, and I haven't been able to track those tapes down.
I'm not aware of that. I haven't seen the live, you know, many of live tapes that were made during the day. So, and I was watching during the day, but I only vaguely remember them talking about Building 7. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, maybe some small low-rise building right under the towers. I didn't even know what it was until I went back and checked it, you know, looked into the story.
Notice how much attention they gave to the big towers, but this 47-story building falls in a little over 3 seconds, and it's just, oh, it just fell.
Then it just disappeared from the news, like the day after. They reported it on the day, and then it was just gone. You didn't hear anything about it.
Unbelievable. Anything else, Paul?
Nope, that was it.
All right, thank you, sir. Let's take a call from Manuel in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Manuel.
All right, guys. You got a good discussion, and a Jim, pardon me, because I meant to call in earlier. I wanted to talk about War Churchill, Alex.
Well, go ahead and talk about it.
Sure.
It concerns 9/11.
It definitely does.
He's the professor saying that you know, that the people that died in the towers, you know, they're not innocent. And that they're basically Adolf Eichmann's. I mean, I've got his quotes here. And that Al-Qaeda was fighting back against the evil America. That plays into the globalist hands. It was Al-Qaeda that did the attacks, but some groups on the left want to say, oh, no, Al-Qaeda struck back against the evil America. That plays into the Pentagon P2OG plan to actually stir the Arabs up, and then it also bolsters the false right wing in this country to say, see how evil these liberals are?
And that's right and exact. But
yeah, comment on it. Go ahead.
I got to disagree with you when you say you believe this fool, and he's mega arrogant. You're right on point when you make that surmisal. Let me tell you something. He's not unlike every other socialist I run around here, even locally. They all believe this was a true socialist uprising, which is the most foolish notion. They don't see the fact that even petty drug dealers, who they themselves discount the phony drug war, but then they don't see the fact how the globalists even use this pretext to even that facet of society somehow shapeshift, say, a petty drug dealer into now a terrorist. They forget all the evidence. They truly think Hugo Chavez can save them. I saw War Churchill speaking on C-SPAN. It was televised, I think it was this past Wednesday. And he said, I think he's one of those UN savior types. You know, he discounts the Constitution. He calls for universal human rights. Listen, folks. Listen, socialists. That was not a socialist uprising. That was an engineered attack. Recognize and look at the facts. Another thing is, Hugo Chavez ain't going to save you. The UN won't save you, and neither is China. You need to wake up to that fact. This is all controlled and engineered.
Well, look, how was it different with Ward Churchill saying the people that died in the towers were Adolf Eichmann's and they weren't innocent, and this was an uprising hitting back? You know, ignore all the evidence, but how can he say that? You know, that's just like these talk show hosts saying all of these Iraqis are animals, let's kill them. It's the same sick mindset, and that's what I'm saying. The left loves it when they're breaking pro-lifers' arms, you know, at pro-life protests, but they don't like it when it happens to left-wingers. We've got to stand up for everybody's rights, because if anybody loses their rights, we all lose our rights. Thanks for the call, Marcello. Or not Marcello, Manuel.
I think the blowback argument is very compelling for people with an ideology inclining them to that. That's basically where I was when the attack was first going on. Even though I kind of suspected it was an inside job, I was thinking, oh boy, this is the chicken's coming back to roost. And so it's very natural to accept that argument. And that's how the attack is designed. It's designed to have this hook for all these different ideologies so that they'll be brought along into buying the big lie. But it wasn't until much later that I realized that it was entirely engineered.
Somebody has to ask Ward Churchill, you know, did Al-Qaeda order NORAD to stand down? Did Al-Qaeda have drills that morning of hijacked jets flying around to confuse NORAD? Did Al-Qaeda call Merrill Lee Brown and John Ashcroft and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and tell them not to fly to New York that day? Did Al-Qaeda do the insider trading to the CIA? Did Al-Qaeda on and on and on and on? Did Al-Qaeda fly the bin Ladens out of the country? Did Al-Qaeda wire $100,000 to Mohammed Atta? No, the CIA-controlled Mahmoud Ahmed did, who was meeting with Porter Goss and Graham on the morning of 9/11. It's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to know, you know, we know that the whole 9/11, the situation there was just a whole set. That was a done deal. But what I try to inflect is like common sense. And when you see when people try to, especially in the news media, saying that a whole bunch of guys in a cave in Afghanistan orchestrated this whole thing. Well, heck, I can't even get a clear hookup on my cell phone from the next county over, and they're going to tell me that guys in a cave did this whole thing. I mean, come on.
With total precision.
Sure, of course.
With just absolute total precision.
Yes. But then you
find out that the hijackers had their cars, their homes, their credit cards paid for by the FBI and CIA. They had informants living with them. They would order the embassies, even though they were on terrorist watch lists, to let them back into the country.
Sure.
We've got hijackers on buses with Nick Berg in Oklahoma riding around. He gives them his laptop. You know, all these different CIA people around them. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Then people say, well, how do they get on the planes then? How do they kill themselves? Folks, they were part of drills that have been going on for months before, right up to the day, with four different drills that morning, probably more. And it's clear. And you know, James Woods, the actor, weeks before, is flying on a flight from New York out to California. He's on board a plane with Muhammad Adda and others. He gets off the plane and says, at a connection, these guys are simulating a hijacking, and the FBI comes and says, shut your mouth or we'll arrest you as a terrorist. Okay? I mean, even actors are on planes. These guys were, all these so-called test flights, they thought they were part of a drill. They got on board the aircraft. And I've talked to people inside, folks, who've heard the tapes, okay? And clearly the stewardess were saying, we can't breathe. The pilots have locked themselves in the cockpit and are depressurizing. I mean, the official story is a fraud. You got any comments on that, Mr. Hoffman?
Oh, one thing to add to that is the fact that at least six of the alleged hijackers that the FBI was so quick to identify after the attack showed up alive after their photos were flashed all over the world by the FBI, and
their photos on passports too.
Yeah.
So, magical, you know, passports.
Yeah. And yet the 9/11, even though there's all these reports in mainstream media, all these sources, you know, from them coming to U.S. embassies overseas and identifying themselves and saying, "Look, I'm alive. I didn't have anything to do with this." And yet the 9/11 Commission report runs with the same list of suspects that the FBI identified 3 days after the attack and doesn't even admit that there's any problem with their identity.
And the FBI even admits they, quote, had problems with
it. Yeah, but the commission won't admit that. The commission is the biggest, the biggest fraud I've ever seen.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ed. I want to play this clip. This is from the French documentary. This is minutes after the collapses. And this is firefighters. We bleeped out. It's not edited. We just bleeped out any profanity. This is the firefighters talking about how it looked like detonators. Then I want to play Dan Rather. Here's the firefighters.
We made it outside. We made it about a block. We made it at least 2 blocks. And we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out. All the way down. I was watching and running. Just ran up West. And then you just sort of this cloud of chasing you down. Couldn't run it. West Street. Couldn't run it.
So what'd you do?
I jumped behind a battalion car. I hit him to the car.
Okay, that's good. Now, get Dan Rather ready. I want to see if we have time to play this before we go to break. You got Dan Rather? Go ahead and play Dan Rather.
And again, what you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
All right, and we also have Peter Jennings saying the same thing. But regardless of all of that, this is the common sense. I mean, I had my friend Jimmy Wright on, who's a structural engineer, worked in the World Financial Center as an executive, and I had him on that morning, 11 o'clock. We came on the air, and he said, it's the most beautiful controlled demolitions I've ever seen, but they were from the top down, Alex. And that interview is on my website. But then we have Silverstein saying that they blew up Building 7. And it's on the news. We call his office. All this, he won't respond. He won't say anything. We're on the air saying he blew it up. He says he blew it up, and he won't respond. He's quiet for a year and a half now. We'll be right back, folks. He slipped up big time.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Talking to Jim Hoffman, and he is a scientific researcher, research scientist, and he's really been doing a great job focusing on a lot of key areas of 9/11. Jim, give folks your websites in case they missed them.
Okay, 911research.wtc7.net, or just type in 911 research into Google, and you'll get right there. WTC7.net focuses on the case of Building 7. There's videos there that show how this was a controlled demolition. It just focuses on that case. 911review.com corrects some of the errors that are in the 9/11 literature, which...
you believe you're correcting errors. I mean,
yeah.
In some cases, it's your opinion. In others, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, everything is my opinion, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, none of us... I mean, it's good to have a debate, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you do a good job of that, and I actually appreciate it. As long as it's done in gentlemanly and scholarly way, I think it's great.
I think your introduction was great. You pointed out how, you know, people, various literature woke people up, and then the progeny doesn't even agree with the people that they initially read. In my case, I read Painful Questions, which I think does a great job with the World Trade Center, and yet I disagree with it about the Pentagon. But I think...
But you disagree, you told me last night on the phone about the Pentagon, just because you can't be proven one way or the other.
Yeah, I think
that's what I've said all along. People go,
yeah.
Why aren't your films about the Pentagon? And I go, look, I've got them warning public officials. I got NORAD standing out. I got Bin Laden being CIA. I've got them blowing the buildings up.
I think the Pentagon attack was designed to be a confusing issue that could be used just to keep debate going that would never come to a conclusion, that would always be a source of distraction, because there's all kinds of things that we do know. Even in the case of the Pentagon, we do know that the plane crashed into, or whatever it was, crashed into the portion of the Pentagon that was undergoing renovation, that was sparsely occupied, that was only occupied by the, pretty much by the Office of
Naval. And we know the FBI came out to hotels and gas stations
and
took the videotapes. We've never seen it.
Immediately after the attack to take the videos. And a lot of people jump to the conclusion of saying, oh, they took the videos because they don't want us to see that it wasn't a jetliner. But an alternative explanation is that they took the videos so that it couldn't be proven that it was, so that they could keep it a source of, you know, continuing controversy and a non-resolution.
Yeah, they're very, very sophisticated.
But and that's the modus operandi.
But they cannot ignore that Condoleezza Rice called up Mayor Willie Brown and said, don't fly to New York tomorrow. They cannot ignore that the FAA called Salman Rushdie and said, no flights in the next week to New York. They can't ignore that the Joint Chiefs of Staff told MSNBC, we were told not to fly to New York that day. I mean, that stuff cannot be ignored.
Right, right.
They cannot ignore Odigo calling its employees and saying, get out. That's admitted, folks. I mean, that's stuff they cannot ignore. They can't ignore Silverstein saying they blew up Building 7.
Uh-huh.
Now, some of the other areas, you were getting into NORAD and the planes. Let's spend a few minutes on that. I mean, folks, this has never happened before.
A lot of people appreciate is just how sophisticated NORAD is. It has this, they've reorganized their command structure since 9/11.
It's under Space Command.
Yeah, so there's this NORTHCOM. But anyway, NORAD... has this command and control facility in Cheyenne Mountain in Wyoming that's this incredible nerve center that has, like, multiple command centers, and it continues...
And it's in control of the FAA towers.
Yeah, and it direct lines to FAA, and they have, like, continuous air coverage over the entire United States. And the standard procedure was and is that if a plane... All aircraft have flight plans, and if they deviate from their flight plans by a few degrees or a few miles air traffic controller is unable to get a response from a pilot.
They immediately launch F-16s.
They immediately call NORAD, and there's planes that are on standby. The pilots are in their bunkers. They run out to the planes. They fire them up, and they get off the ground within a couple of minutes. And
they
can get up to altitude in a couple of minutes. You know, these planes fly at 1,500, 1,600 miles an hour. They can cover the distance between New York and Washington, D.C. in like 8 minutes or less. I mean, you know.
But that day they're flying at 300. And that's true. 350 miles an hour.
And they're dispatched from the wrong from the wrong air bases, and they supposedly fly in the wrong direction.
What were there eight bases within 50 miles?
But what's that?
There were eight bases within 50 miles.
Yeah, right, right. And the most damning thing of all, of course, is that the base that provides coverage for the Washington D.C. area is Andrews Air Force Base, which is about 11 miles from the Pentagon. You know, it's like seconds away from the Pentagon. And the Pentagon was struck at
9:40. They're saying there's a radar hole when this is the most surveilled area in the world.
In the world, and yet they can't get a fighter in the air for an hour and a half to protect what you'd think would be the most protected building in the world, and it's left wide open to...
And we even have some of the tapes that they didn't shred. We have people saying they were ordered to shred them. Where they're going, is this part of the drill? Is this a simulation? I mean, it's amazing, folks.
Yeah, the suppression of evidence, I think, it occurs throughout 9/11, like the FBI mopping up the evidence of the Pentagon attack. The fact that the steel from Ground Zero was just systematically destroyed.
We're going to come back and talk about it more and take calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Got Leon in Texas who disagrees with us, so he'll go to the front of the line in front of Craig and David and Clint and John, everybody else that is patiently holding. Here in a few minutes, we're going to go to your calls, and I want to ask Jim Hoffman to stay with us for the balance of the broadcast, the next 26 minutes, 26 and a half minutes to be precise. Before I do that, I'm getting a lot of emails and calls. When is Martial Law, your new film, going to be ready? When? We want it. We want it. Well, because I have to take time out to, I'm going to have to do it myself, write a rebuff a great rebuff's been written to the Popular Mechanics piece by Jim Hoffman, but I've got so much inside knowledge. These guys interviewed me. And again, I thought it was such a bad hit piece, I thought it wasn't real reporters. I actually called up the editor and said, are these people real? It was so bizarre. I thought it was like weird government investigators or something trying to set me. And I'm not normally paranoid like that. It was so weird. I've never done that. You know, call up and go, are these reporters I'm talking to real? Because I try to send them news articles and think, okay, now we don't want to talk about that. We'll talk about this. And I'd send them more documentation on that. Well, now we want to talk about this. Anytime I could prove something, they wanted to, like, go get some obscure thing I didn't even write and then, like, try to play some game with it. It's amazing. And again, what I do with PrisonPlanet.com and TV and InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net is I post basically what everybody's saying. You know, it's about having a discussion. It's about researching. And then I will tell you with comments and with films and books what I believe. And I stick to the things that, that Jim Hoffman sticks to. You know, I was on the air 2 months before 9/11. It's in Masters of Terror, my second 9/11 film. I put the video for my TV show where I said they'll probably use Bin Laden, and they'll attack the World Trade Center, something like that, and then he'll take the blame for it, and then we'll have a police state. And you know, how did I do that? I said, call the White House, tell Bush don't blow the buildings up. Well, because I have thousands of points of information that I integrate and try to give you my analysis, and I'm pretty well known for being able to do that. You know, folks, you don't need to wait till martial law comes out to get films. Because I'm behind putting it out. By the end of the month, it should be on the website for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Then I've got to have the DVDs mass-produced because they're of a higher quality. And these aren't burned DVDs. These are stamped DVDs. And I've got to make that. We probably won't be offering it for general sale until, to be conservative, the middle of next month. You need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. You need to get Masters of Terror. You need to get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Matrix of Evil. You need to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove when I snuck into Lord Bush's little satanic meeting. The mainstream news admits I snuck in. This is real footage. You need to get my videos. I authorize you to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. You need to get them out to people in your area now. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the giant, safe, secure online shopping cart. And watch clips of the films. Read about them. Look at all the different specials. We've got ridiculous deals. DVDs as low as $5.95. And get them. And get them out to people. So Infowars.com to order, or toll-free number to call 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, instant access to my hundreds of TV shows we posted there, dozens of special reports, all 11 of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, text reports, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's ridiculous. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's go back to Jim Hoffman. Jim, let's talk to Leon in Texas. Leon, you disagree with something? Tell us all about it.
Okay, I do. Basically, there's a little codicil to that thing about steel-framed buildings not collapsing from fire alone. And the codicil is that they don't collapse from fire alone if there's a professional fire department with plenty of water that can fight the fire. In this case, the professionality of the New York City Fire Department was considerably reduced by the fact that they'd already lost 200 people.
I'm going to stop you right there. That's pure garbage. The underwriters of the buildings did their own test. You can take steel and stick it in furnaces, and if you don't get it up to the proper temperature, and we're talking these fires conservatively, even if they burned hotter than we know they did, we're talking 1,000 degrees below the temperature of even weakening it. Okay?
The proper temperature.
Sir, I'm going to stop you right there. Hold on. Put him on hold. Put him on hold right there. They now have to admit that fire didn't make 7 come down. Okay? They aren't even saying what did it now. Do you understand me that Larry Silverstein, do we have that Larry Silverstein clip ready? We have Larry Silverstein saying they pulled it. Then we have clips from the same documentary where the head of New York Engineering says pulling it means demolish. Play Larry Silverstein, please. Here's Kevin Spacey introducing it. Play it, then we'll let you comment.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
They made the decision to pull. That's the industry term for demolishing a building, controlled demolition. I mean, Mr. Hoffman comments, then we'll go back to Leon.
Well, I just wanted, he makes it sound like, if there's, if the firefighters have to fight the fires in order for a building not to collapse, well, there's not a single example in history of a steel frame high rise building collapsing due to fire.
And they don't go up and fight them. In Caracas a few months ago, the thing burns for, what, 8 hours?
Yeah.
Fire coming out of like 50 floors, shooting out. Nothing collapsed. Nothing
happened.
They had Chicago fires that burned for a week. It doesn't happen.
The Meridian Plaza fire and a 38-story skyscraper in Philadelphia burned for 18 hours, just raging flames. Just the 8 floors of this building were gutted. And, you know, it went on all night. And, you know, there's all there was some sagging of some parts, but none of the columns in these buildings were damaged. There's not any evidence.
Well, how does the fire make all this dust magically shoot out, too?
Then you get into the feature, all these numerous, you know, smoking gun features of demolition. And that's
let me just stop you for a second. Leon, I mean, if I get mad at you, I'm sorry. It's just this really frustrates me. It really annoys me. Now, you've got the floor, Leon, but I want you to answer my question first.
Go ahead.
What is Larry Silverstein, the owner, saying there?
He's saying that he let the fire department abandon the building. Doesn't make any difference to him. He's got the insurance.
So pull it doesn't mean demolish it. We gave the order to pull it and watch it come down. That doesn't mean, okay.
So that theory doesn't make any sense because according to FEMA, there were no manual firefighting operations in the building all day. So how could they have pulled firefighting operations if there were no firefighting operations?
In any case, the buildings you people are talking about that burned for long periods of time without collapsing are old-fashioned buildings.
The Bankers Trust, sir, was literally 55 feet away from the South Tower. It fell on it. It had fires all in it. Nothing collapsed in. I've been there. But have you been there?
Trust Building and other buildings like that, like the Chrysler Building and the Empire State Building.
No. Bankers Trust is a modern, is a modern building. That is ridiculous.
Can I say something? The first interstate bank building in Los Angeles is very similar in construction to the towers and the Building 7. In fact, most modern skyscrapers have a similar design to the world. To the Twin Towers, in which they have
They have
interior columns, and they have trusses that support floors.
Sir, you're living on another planet. I told you to respond to what Silverstein said.
I'm sorry, but I'm not living on another planet. I have 4 years' experience as a firefighter in shipyards, and
put him on hold. Firefighter engineering said that fire couldn't cause that, and said there was a cover-up going on in their major issue that came out after 9/11. Tell them about it, Hoffman.
Bill Manning in Fire Engineering Magazine was pointing out that they were destroying the evidence that this is against the law. Evidence of such disasters needs to be destroyed. I mean that issue.
And they went on
the
issue to say steel buildings had never done this.
And steel buildings. Of course, this has never happened with steel frame buildings. Certainly not steel frame high rises. And the example I think
number one, seven wasn't hit by stuff from the towers.
The myth I think that I need to speak to here is this idea that somehow buildings 1, 2, and 7 were some kind of bizarre, strange architecture, and that's just not true because most modern high rises have this design where most of the
Bankers Trust was built, I believe, in the late '60s, and I did a bunch of research for this film that's coming out on Bankers Trust. Now, sir, are you just telling me, because I've been there, I've been inside the Bankers Trust building, I was just in New York, are you telling me that Bankers Trust is an old Empire State building or Chrysler building?
No, what I'm telling you is...
What you're telling me is you're an idiot.
What I'm telling you is that if you can't pump water into the standpipe system in the building, you can't fight the fire.
Sir, steel buildings do not collapse from black smoke fires. Look, here's another thing. They say the towers collapsed because it was so hot. I got video of the people standing in the holes with the supposed hottest area. Then the feds say that all the firefighter tapes malfunction. The firefighters get mad, release it to New York Daily News. In my film, I have their clips going, this is ladder number 10. The fires are almost completely out. Call up more ladders. I'm getting more people out of here. Very small fires. I just knocked them all down.
Yeah, I mean, it's so ridiculous in the case of the South Tower, because in the South Tower, the fires had almost gone out when the building collapsed. All there was a thin veil of smoke coming up from where the fires were in the South Tower. The fires never spread beyond
you know
the crash
what, you know what?
The
Stop
South
right
Tower.
There, because I got a bunch of callers. I want to finish with Leon. But you know what? From the same documentary where they talk about how they then got rid of what was left of 4, 5, and 6, the buildings that were right in amongst the towers that didn't fall from real fires in them and buildings falling on them. Let's just play the clip from the same documentary where the head of engineering for New York tells you what pullet means. Please play the clip.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish building 6. We were worried about the building 6 coming down and then damaging the red slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
And actually, the clip goes on. There's a longer clip on my website where then they go, getting ready to pull building 6. Oh, that's a good pull. We took it down well. Now I've got a last question for you, Leon, and I'm sorry to get mad at you. Just this delusional thinking gets on my nerves. Let's talk about the rest of the 9/11 story. Why did NORAD stand down? Why did public officials get warned? I'm sure you've got some reasons for that, too, right?
Nope, I don't. Except that if you ever call for close air support, you know that it don't always come on time.
Yeah, that's right. Just all these bases and everything in an hour and a half. And then why'd the jet fly at 300 miles an hour?
I have no idea.
Because they were under orders. Thank you for your call. Jim, real quick comments because I want to go to more calls.
Oh, I don't know. The point I wanted to make about the buildings, though, was that it's a myth that there was something about buildings 1, 2, and 7 that was different from earlier buildings. There have been examples of severe fires in buildings with almost identical construction, like the First Interstate Bank building, which had a structure very similar. It's a 64-story skyscraper that had huge fires low in the building and has core columns and perimeter columns, just like the towers in Building 7. That's the most common design in modern skyscrapers.
And even if it did cause something to collapse, if magically suddenly the laws of science change and steel melts at 1,000 degrees cooler than it does,
it wouldn't explode into fine dust shards of steel.
It would start sagging.
Yeah, it would topple. It wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah. No, it would just magically pulverize and fall apart. Oh, man, you can't argue with these people. It's just unbelievable. That's the kind of call I like, though. Leon, you want to come on and debate me sometime for a full hour, you just call and leave us your name and number, buddy. And I'll get all my stuff together, and I'll clean the decks with you, pal. Those people were murdered in there, and I'm going to expose it. You understand me? This is serious business. I'm not playing games. Delusional thinking makes me sick. I'm sorry if I sound mean, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Craig in Illinois. Craig, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on the show. And Jim, I'm glad to get a chance to talk to you. I'd like to separate a little bit of fact from fiction, because where I come from, we have a steel mill here. And this steel mill actually created some of the structure work for the two towers. Now, one of the men that worked on that is a friend of mine, and he is or was the head metallurgist for the steel mill. My father-in-law worked there for 45 years, and my grandfather, and they were also into welding and pouring the steel. And I'll tell you one thing right now. There is no way that those beams melted or anything else. It was a controlled explosion. The day that happened, my father-in-law happened to be over here having a cup of coffee with me. We watched it on the Communist News Network. The towers come down. He got up. He was so mad that he walked out of my house because he said, there's no way that could have happened.
And again, they know, because when it's hard to make steel, folks, they have to blast air in and have the coke. And it's an incredibly complex process, all specially done to just make steel. And then to melt, it's even harder. Explain that to these dumbbells.
I'll tell you what, one thing about, I am not actually a steel man, but I'll tell you what, I'm a glass man. And I'll tell you one thing that is always left out is that these steel columns were encased in concrete. Now, according to everything that I have seen...
And they had asbestos on them.
Correct. And they were 3 foot square. Now, I will tell you one thing. Anybody that knows anything about any type of rock or glass knows what vitrification is. And vitrification is high temps applied to rock and glass, which don't make them, more fragile. Is what they do is they strengthen them. Because in the old days, back in the medieval times, and 1,000 years before that, they used to strengthen their force by burning great huge fires to vitrify or completely change the solidification of the silica crystals so that it would create almost a solid glass wall, which was impenetrable. So therefore...
Incredible call, and I was aware of that. Thank you for the call, sir. You ought to get...
One thing I'd like to point out, though, is that when steel isn't the same as glass or rock, so when it heats up, it does start to lose strength. But you have to heat it up to about 600 degrees Celsius before it even loses a significant fraction of its strength. But the thing is, if it starts to cool down again, it regains its strength. So in the case of the South Tower, when the fires were going out, you couldn't see any flames or anything. That steel had regained probably almost any strength it had lost, and while the jet fuel was still burning. Now the jet fuel burned off within 5 minutes because the jet fuel finally
cool
volatile.
Burning. Jet
yeah,
cool
and,
burning.
And remember the towers fell 56 and 102 minutes.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm going to try to jam 3 calls in here. I want to thank Jim Mahoff for coming on with us. The 2 hours of the broadcast, we'll go back to Jim here in a second. Just briefly, if you want to keep drinking all the toxins in the water, want to be idiots, don't want to listen to what we're saying, don't call New Millennium Concepts at 1-888 803-4438. Don't go to BerkeyWater.com. It's great systems made in America that cut all the garbage out. It's what I use. You need to give them a call, 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. A lot of big specials going right now, 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Just check it out. It's the right thing to do. Real fast, Jim, try to finish up what you were saying before the break.
Well, let's see. What was the... I can't remember what I was talking about.
Talking about the steel in the buildings.
Oh, just the fact that steel does lose strength at high temperatures. One thing to point out about fires in steel frame buildings is that there's, in the Twin Towers, there's 90,000 tons of concrete in these buildings. And if you know the first thing about metals, you know that metal has a high thermal conductivity. Take a blowtorch to a big piece of steel, and what happens? It just wicks away the heat. So even if the fires could get up to some whatever temperature, the steel would be well below those temperatures.
Also, we had the people standing in the holes and the firefighters.
Yeah, and also,
saying,
yeah, the fact. Well, see, the north. Well, another thing is that people confuse the North Tower and the South Tower. The North Tower had some serious fires, but the South Tower, the fires had basically gone out by the time the building collapsed. All there was just a thin black smoke, the kind that you get when you snuff out a fire.
Paper
black
smoke
means an oxygen-starved fire. There were firefighters in the 78th floor sky lobby of the North Tower saying there's two pockets of fire. Let's knock them out.
Yeah, we played the clips here. Real fast callers. David in California. Go ahead. Then others.
Real quick. Isn't it interesting? Well, you guys haven't got to it, but Muhammad Atta's passport was miraculously found intact. That's number one.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, what I wanted to ask you is, do you have any knowledge as to why these buildings were destroyed? Now, I've heard that they were loaded, they were...
Well, that makes it even more dramatic. The whole thing...
Well, I think there's two issues here. One is
insurance.
One is World Trade Center 7, and that, there's a number of reasons for that, and I don't think
the CIA was based in there,
the
Security
CIA,
Exchange Commission.
Command Center... the SEC, which had all these records of ongoing investigations of companies like WorldCom, but I think that the most important reason these buildings were destroyed was to provide a psychological shock, to shock people.
Yeah, it's a three-part series. One plane hits, all cameras aim. Next plane hits, and then continual fireworks to keep it going all day long.
Every 20 minutes, there's another shock, and I think the whole...
Tell us, give up your rights every 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think the whole attack was engineered to play in people's minds like a horror movie and to trigger their suspense.
Exactly. We've got to take
disbelief.
Some final calls here. You're absolutely right. Who's up next? Clay in Texas. Go ahead. Hurry.
All right, thanks. Hey, I want to just say thanks for your show. My friend Carl, who lives in Austin, turned me on to you. The 9/11 thing, my birthday's on 9/11. I saw that whole thing happen, and I'm with you guys. Keep going. I hope you expose this thing. The only question I have for you, in order to bring down that building in a controlled explosion, wouldn't they had to have been... planning the charges in that building and the wiring.
Yeah, exactly. No, it takes a bare minimum of weeks. Thank you. John in Oklahoma, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's John again. Hey, the ATC system is designed to keep airplanes running into things, simply. That's their job. If an airplane gets out off the system somehow or another, they will scramble the jet. Hang Stir is a prime example of what will happen. They went up, looked to see what was up there, and just waited to see what the airplane was doing. It finally ran out of fuel. The autopilot kicked off, crashed. That's it. The aircraft control system is designed to keep airplanes from running into things. Right. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jim, you got 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Let's see. Yeah, so we have these whole systems in place, the air traffic control system, NORAD, and everything, and they were all designed to prevent exactly what happened. Let's see, what was the comment before? There was something I wanted to say on...
Jim, what we're going to do is have to have you back up with us, and I appreciate you coming on.
Okay, well, thank you. It's been great. Thank
you. God bless. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us. Berkey.